Gunther and Ben are taking you inside the headlines with the opinion makers and news breakers on the biggest stories in sports. This is the Wasatch Whip Around.
Wasatch Whip Arounds brought to you by Intermountain Sports Medicine, McKay-D. Athletes know it's not just a game. After an injury, get back to doing what you love with the experts at Intermountain Sports Medicine, McKay-D. You can check them out online today, mckayd.org, or give them a call, 801-38-SPORT. First up on the Wasatch Whip Around today, you can find him on Twitter at Dana_Green. You can catch him on ABC4Sports. It is Dana Green. Dana, Jazz play Chicago tonight. They've started the season well, but the Jazz announced today that Derek Favors is going to be out for a while. Anything you think you can read into this? I mean, when should Jazz fans hope to get him back?
Yeah, I was actually at Shoot Around today, talked to Quinn Snyder, and a lot of people were thinking maybe this is just a one-game thing, but it sounded like Snyder wants to shut him down for at least a week, maybe two. He wants to get him right before he comes back. And the Jazz, they desperately need him. Not really on offense, but more as a rim protector to go along with Rudy Gobert, and especially on the boards. I mean, Trey Lyles and Boris Diaw just are not the rebounders that Derek Favors is. And I think you're going to see the Jazz get hurt tonight because Quinn was saying that Chicago is the best offensive rebounding team they've faced so far this year with the likes of Gibson and Lopez. So he said it's going to be key for the Jazz perimeter players to crash the boards as well to help out Gobert. That means like Gordon Hayward's got to get some rebounds. Rodney Hood's got to get some rebounds. And we know what Memphis did to him on the boards the other night. Out-rebounded him 44-29. So, it's good for Lyles to get this kind of experience. And he's definitely a better perimeter scorer than Favors is. I think that's pretty obvious. And hopefully Boris Diaw can help fill that void. But I wouldn't expect to see Derek Favors back for at least a week, maybe two. I don't think they want to push him back until he's going to be 100%, because I think he came back too early. He was playing with pain the last few weeks, and I don't think they want to risk anything serious.
Sounds like Gordon Hayward's going to be back in the lineup now. Any sense on when George Hill could be back from that thumb injury?
Yeah, he's always listed as questionable, it seems like, every day. It seems like the NBA season is giving the finger to the Jazz between Hayward and Hill there. But I think George Hill is obviously closer to coming back than Derek Favors. Hill actually came by our station yesterday to promote his Hearts and Hoops Foundation, and he still had that cast on his finger. I guess it was kind of a rubber cast. But I think he's a little bit closer, maybe another game or two. I just don't think that hurts as much as the Favors loss because of the way Exum plays defense and Shelvin Max has been doing great. They obviously need him back. But I think George Hill, again, they don't want to bring these guys back until they're fully ready, and this is why the Jazz got all these guys in the offseason to try to offset these injuries. And so far, I think you can't argue they've done a pretty good job dealing with these injuries.
Find him on Twitter at Dana_Green. Watch him on ABC4Sports. Great stuff, Dana. Thanks.
Thanks, Dana.
Sure.
There he is, Dana Green. Next up on the Wasatch Whip Around, you can find him on Twitter at SBartleScout. Read him at UteZone.com, part of the Scout Network. It is Steve Bartle. Steve, Utes have a big game this weekend against Oregon, but maybe the bigger story is off the field. Utes have a ton of recruits coming in this weekend. Who are the guys that Utah feels like they have a realistic chance at getting that are visiting this weekend?
Yeah, there's a lot of good recruits that are going to be there this week. A couple names to pay attention to: Corian Ballard out of Blinn's JC in Texas. He's a safety very similar to Marcus Williams in terms of style and how he plays the game. Very good free safety. He's one to pay attention to. Another one is Carmoni Green from Florida. He's currently committed to Illinois. He's an electric receiver. He's from the same school as Donovan Thompson, the linebacker that committed to Utah last year. And we just found out today that DJ Johnson, a defensive end out of California, a top 300 scout kid, is also visiting this week, and a JC kid, offensive lineman, Jordan Agassiva, is also visiting this weekend. So big weekend, a lot of great recruits. There's also a four-star All-American running back that is visiting this weekend as well. So big weekend, and there could be some good news for Ute fans this week.
Any particular position that Utah has been focusing on this year in recruiting?
The big one so far has been wide receiver. Coach Holiday, he's come in and has really tried to find guys that can take that wide receiver group to the next level. They've added a guy in Tyquez Hampton. He's a very much like Kenneth Scott. Another guy, Jalen Dixon, who's that slot guy, very electric. And then they're still after a couple of wide receivers. And, you know, Coach Holiday is definitely looking to get his guys in there. And then also, like, the defensive secondary. That's another focus for the staff, and they're after some good ones. They've got a four-star kid in Jalen Johnson, and he's opened the doors to some other recruits. So wide receiver and the defensive secondary and also the offensive line. Those are probably the three biggest needs. So there you go, guys.
Find him on Twitter at sbartlescout. Read him at utezone.com. Great stuff, Steve. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
There is Steve Bartle giving us a good breakdown on the University of Utah, their recruiting class coming in this weekend. Wasatch Whip Around, brought to you by Intermountain Sports Medicine, McKay D. Check them out online, mckd.org. Give them a call, 801-38-SPORT.